That's a good news and bad news reading. Well, it's a bad news and good news reading. You remember the good news and bad news jokes. A man went in for his doctor and had tests, and it took a while to get the tests back, and he went back to the doctor to get the results. And the doctor says, "Well, I've got good news. You've got a month to live." And the man said, "What? A month? That's the good news? What's the bad news?" The doctor said, "Well, we ran the test 3 weeks ago." Jesus and his disciples were in the temple, and they were looking at this wonderful reconstruction. One of the good things that Herod did, along with a lot of the bad things, was he rebuilt the temple for the Jews, and it was beautiful. There were massive stones. It was so impressive. You know, to his disciples, it looked like they were the very gates of heaven. But Jesus shocked them. He said, "Not one stone will be left standing on another." Folks, that's total destruction. And it happened. In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed by the Romans as they're getting back at the Jews for their insurrection. And, you know, when I visited in Jerusalem, the oldest part of Jerusalem is built on the rubble of the ancient city, which was destroyed and then later rebuilt. So Jesus went on to tell of terrible things to come: wars, earthquakes, disasters, lots of bad news. We have lots of bad news today, don't we? I mean, I'm getting sick of opening up my email and seeing all of these emails from various places telling us of all the bad news and the horrible thing, you know, and I love it. I get bad news from Republicans saying if the Democrats win the election, the world will come to an end. And then I get bad news from the Democrats saying if we allow Trump to continue, the world will end. Bad news. There is plenty of bad news, though, with the end of Obamacare insurance subsidies. Millions of Americans will no longer be able to afford their health insurance. And with the end of USAID, millions of people are going to starve. We've seen job cuts. The government shutdown is over, but it did a lot of damage. Economists are saying the tariffs may push our country into recession. You know, with China boycotting buying American soybeans, American soybean farmers are hurting. I could go on and on for a long time. There's a lot of bad news. You know, we're still recovering from a lot of terrible things that have happened. The fires in California, it's going to take years to rebuild all of the homes that were destroyed. We're still recovering from floods over a year ago in North Carolina. And meanwhile, here we are in the middle of a drought affecting the West. I saw a news thing that said Iran may have to evacuate their capital city because they're in the middle of a drought and their water reservoirs are running critically short. The peace between Israelis and Gaza is very tentative, and they're still members of Hamas firing their weapons at the Israelis, and the Israelis respond by bombing and killing more people. It's a mess. And of course, the war in Ukraine drags on and on. The disciples asked Jesus, "Well, when is this going to happen?" And Jesus responds, not by telling them when, but, "Beware that you're not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' And don't follow after them." We have people claiming the end of the world is near. I saw a cartoon with this long-haired hippie at a ski area with a sign, "The world will end tomorrow." And on the back of his sign, it said, "If we don't get snow tonight." Anyway, but You know, there are all kinds of people predicting the end of the world. A series of books came out, the Left Behind series of what happens to people who are left behind when, Jesus takes his followers to heaven. And, I saw a bumper sticker when we lived in Denver that said, warning, this car will be unmanned when the rapture occurs. And then I saw another bumper sticker that said, can I have your car when the rapture occurs? Anyway, so there's all kinds of bad news. There's all kinds of predictions about things that are going to happen. And Jesus says, don't be led astray. Don't be led astray. And, is Jesus predicting the end of time, or is he trying to comfort his disciples because he knows tough times are ahead? And he says, but I will be with you. Don't worry. Don't be upset. I will be with you. And if you persevere, your soul will be saved. If you are arrested and brought for trial, use that as a time to proclaim my love. Wow. Yeah, so, don't be terrified. Good news, God will be with us. Will that happen to us? We don't know. But Jesus lays on a little more bad news. There will be persecution. Will we be persecuted? Yes, there is some persecution of Christians around the world. Christians, I think there are places in Africa where they're in Sudan, where they're having a terrible civil war, where Christians have been singled out to be killed or persecuted. Anyway, so do we have persecution here today? Well, not really, but what we've got in place are temptations. The temptations of sports, the temptations of other activities on Sunday morning keeping us from worship, the temptations of shopping. You know what the number one day of the week for retail sales is? It's Sunday. There are lots of things to keep us from church or distract us from following Christ. And, people have to hurry home because, hey, the game starts at 11 a.m. I'm glad we don't have worship at 11 a.m. No, there's no telling what that temptation would do to us. Anyway, bottom line is, it's not so easy to be a Christian. And in the atmosphere of polarization and one side making accusations at another side, it's really hard to proclaim God's love in the midst of all that. And, people make fun of us for saying that God's love will triumph because they don't believe anything but the hate that's going on. The reality is, and I think the bottom line for Jesus' warning to his disciples is, change is coming. Change has always been coming. Change is coming for us, for our day. And bad things do happen. And bad things do happen to Christians. Bad things happen to good people. But Jesus turns this around and says, but there is good news. In the midst of all the bad things, look for opportunities to demonstrate your faith. Live with love and care in a world that seems to only know hate. Show the world the difference it makes to follow Jesus Christ by your actions, by your words, by your love, by your care. And in the midst of all of the bad news, we can even be thankful to God, for God promises to be with us. And God is still God. We still belong to God, even in the midst of times of suffering. The good news, God will get us through whatever life throws at us. God will get us through even when we face death. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And Psalm 100, verse 5 says, the Lord is good, his love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever. And Mother Teresa said, never let sorrow so fill your heart that you forget the joy of Christ risen. So yes, we face change. We face good news, maybe a little, but we face bad news, maybe a lot. But the good news is God will see us through, whatever. God will take care of us, whatever. And so we can live without fear. And living without fear is difficult because God knows the politicians on the right and the left try to get us to do or give money or follow them through fear, because fear is a good motivator for us. But we can live without fear because God will get us through it and take care of us. Ultimately, we are in God's care, and we can turn the bad news into opportunities to serve God, to love and care for others, to demonstrate our faith. And we can live in thanks to God, not just during this week or Thanksgiving week, but we can live in thanks to God every day, every week, every hour, every minute. Amen.